It's almost a blur looking back. Everything happened so fast. Caught up in the fire and excitement, the newness, exploring things I never thought I would, even vicariously. After sucking a few cocks through the app, he reached out to me to let me know that he had found a local glory hole. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I never thought those things were real, just something made up in porn. How naive had I been to think that there wasn't a whole world of kink out there, just waiting for me to explore. He connected me with one of the workers from the theater so I could plan surprises for him. Things for him to do to please me, and all he had to do was show up and do what he was told. I remembered after his vacation ended, I had asked him which load was the best and what was his favorite memory. He told me the black men he sucked all had the best cum, and that there was a black guy who fucked him on the ship and hit a spot that made him cum instantly and unexpectedly. With that information and the help of the theater employee, I set up an all-black gangbang. I had him blindfolded and tied up, bent over a bench, ass and mouth ready to be filled and used by 60 black men. He had no idea what was in store, but the anticipation and curiosity drove him wild. Being told all the details live as it happened from the theater worker, every explicit detail of them using his holes, how he moaned, body thrusting, desperate for more. He had been used by all the men I had set up for him, his ass and throat full of cum, yet he was still humping the bench, not done, waiting for more. So I had the worker post for more men to come and use him. Prior to this event, I made him give me a safe word, just in case, so I felt comfortable knowing he could call it off if it was too much. After a few more men had used him, the worker let me know that he had used a safe word, so he untied him and he left. I was so nervous I had taken it too far. He told me he wanted to be used, but was it too much? Turns out someone had mentioned the time and he realized how long he had been there and needed to leave. Whew. I hadn't broke him yet. Once he was home, I asked him his thoughts, how he felt, what he thought happened. He said it was good, but the men couldn't stay hard. Thrusting, then stopping, waiting, then entering again. I realized he thought that there was only about 8 men in the room who just couldn't stay hard long enough to fuck him for more than a few pumps. When the reality was that each start and stop was a new man entering and quickly coming in his hole. I told him it was much more than 8 and he didn't believe me. By that time, he was becoming popular at the theater. People coming in and asking when he would be back, showing up in hopes that he would be there. Knowing this, I wondered just how many loads I could get my good little cum slut, and how many were enough to make him believe how popular he'd become. In one of the glory hole rooms, there is a hook next to the hole where you can attach a mask that covers his eyes and ears and forces his mouth open at the hole. He had become quite a fan of this mask. No choice but to take and swallow every load given to him. The worker let me know that there was a convention in town that weekend, and if there ever were a time to get him as many loads as possible, it was then. I told him to be free Saturday, that I'd arranged to have him swallow 100 loads. Again, he didn't believe me. So I told the worker to up the ante. He didn't believe me, I'd get him 200 loads. There would be no denying that. Now this is where the story takes an unexpected twist. He had previously mentioned an ex who he had been teasing with the stories of his recent adventures. He told me she had always wanted him to take loads for her, but he never did while they were together. She didn't believe what a cum slut he had become. He told her about what I had arranged, and she said that if it were true, she had to fly in and see it for herself. And so she arrived that Saturday morning, ready to watch him in his new role as a dirty little cum slut. And so she watched, shocked, not believing what she was seeing. The sight filling her body with a fire she never felt before. She couldn't help but join in, using a strap-on to fuck his ass unknowingly to him as he was blindfolded and couldn't see nor hear. And that was the beginning. The sight of him being such a good fucking slut unlocked a part of her brain and sent her deep into a subspace. The worker handed her his phone and we began to chat. She couldn't believe that this was real, that I was real, that every story he had told was true. With all the memories of the wild stories rushing through her brain, all she wanted was to be used, and I was more than willing to help her too.